another thing. Do not be a groupie. Do not be starstruck, okay? Carry yourself and conduct yourself like a professional in a professional manner.
Yeah. All these artists acting like groupies where the money is. But niggas to get ahead, they giving corny lingers. Money make these niggas do some funny things. This music business isn't funny business, steady guy. But why am I expecting more? When half of APC were PDP before. And Kanye said it, that's the way it is. Groupie fathers meet groupie mamas and have groupie kids. But me, I'm Chocolate City to the death of me. I'd rather die keeping it real than living infamy.
Yo, Google that word.
We eat together, put ego aside. Niggas be lying when they've seen you feed your pride. Putting me over them, that's how the crew divide. Never that. You can never stand with snakes in your squad with no legs. I rep that Chocolate City loopy. Money doesn't move me. I'll never be a groupie, my nigga.
Another thing, do not be a groupie. Do not be starstruck, okay? Carry yourself and conduct yourself like a professional in a professional manner.
You know, your time is coming, your time to come. All you hungry niggas that be begging to sign to someone. And then you quickly move and join whoever just started shining. Please show me the difference from a shiner with price for fucking. I've been shy in public, yawning nothing, just smiling, bluffing. I mean, I represent the biggest label Africa ever created. Hated, debated, rated, we just keep climbing to Zion's summit. I know the media's been trying to find a comment, here it is. Listen, 2008 M, 2009 Jags, 2010 Ice, 2011 Prime, 2012 Nosa, 2014 Vicky, 2015 Coca, 2016 Dice, my nigga game over. Seekers coming soon, everybody go see the evidence. Labo just became the first female label president. Luce and Ruby joining her soon, hating is irrelevant. I'm staying with my family because it made me. Follow anybody, go where? Nigga, you crazy? Niggas should hustle for they fam, but niggas be lazy. That's why niggas groupies for money, that shit amazing. But me, my nigga Katie gave me great advice. You wanna reach the top, then pay the price. I'm staying with my family till the day I die. Nigga, are you made of fire? Are you made of ice? I'm never with that fake shit. I'd rather do the day shift, the late shift, the grave shift till we make it. Never see me on the list of fake niggas. Recognize, I'll never be a makeshift nigga. Switch your sides.
Another thing, do not be a
family over everything.
Do not be starstruck, okay? Carry yourself and talk and walk yourself around like a professional.
You're supposed to stay with your family when it gets hard. Groupie ass nigga.
What's going on, guys? I was talking to one of my friends about loyalty. We were just trying to figure out, you know, what happened to loyalty nowadays. I don't know. It seems like the older we get, the more it shows in people that people are not loyal. I don't know, guys, what happened, but it doesn't take much to be loyal. Loyalty is not hard. It's not hard. What do you guys think happened to loyalty? Do you guys think it was the internet, social media? What do you think happened? Because I know when I was younger, the problems I have now, I didn't have those problems back then. But I wanted to get your opinion on what do you guys think happened to loyalty? Leave your comments, guys. Have a blessed day.